Good evening, and welcome to
Heebie-Jeebie Time
with M.
And then creepy sounds?
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Heebie-Jeebies with me. Obviously, I'm M. I hope you guys are doing good today. I'm a little high. And I am... I know you guys are probably surprised that I'm doing this, because last month I was like, I'm never doing these again. So what I'm going to start doing now is I found this. I've been reading a couple of the fan fictions. I mean, yeah, the not fan fictions. I'm fucking stupid. The creepypastas on a certain website. And I didn't realize this before. Usually when I was like and try to find a story, I would like go click through a bunch of them. But they have a randomizer. And I think they have like 12,000 stories. So I think every month I'm going to start like just randomizing, playing, just reading whatever it gives me. I think that'd be fun. And then we can discuss afterwards if you guys want to discuss. And if you guys ever want to like talk to me about the stories, like send me a message or like comment or like go on my server and go on Patreon chat and talk about the stories. I'd really love that, because I am always curious to see if you guys were spooked or not. I did the randomizer, and this is called The Left Side. God damn. Okay. You know you have that one side, the one that you prefer to sleep on every night. When you turn to it, you get the feeling of exhaustion leaving your body, slightly, very slightly. You relax. You fall asleep easily. For some people, not unlike myself, it's the left side. What side do I sleep on? I sleep on my right side, so yeah. Now let me explain. I am a hairline insomniac. I don't really feel comfortable enough to sleep most nights. Now that may be due to the fact that I am a skittish, very suspecting person, I guess. My bed is pushed to the corner of the room, and if I do sleep, it's facing the door from a position where I can see everything. I have to have a TV on or something. Something that generates noise and light. Sound, it seems, pushes my personal and imaginary demons away. If I wanted to sleep, I have to sleep on my right side. My window behind me and my curtains closed tightly together. My door jammed into the frame as hard as possible. So if my door is opened, I would hear it and wake from my admittedly uneasy slumber. Why does this sound like me? I don't know if you guys know this, but I have really bad insomnia. But my insomnia stems from, I have a really bad fear of death, and I've talked about it a bunch. And so a lot of the time at night, I convince myself that I'm going to die in my sleep, and then I fight my sleep as far as I fucking can, as long as I fucking can. And it's a nightmare, and I don't know why I do this to myself. But I've been an insomniac ever since I was like a kid, since I was like 9 or something. I already know this is going to give me the spooks, man, and I'm going to be fucking wanting to KMS. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. Anyway, as I mentioned before, however, I like to sleep on my left side, not my right, my left side. Sadly, if I want to sleep at all, I have to sleep on my right. My right side seems to make sleep more torturous and uncomfortable for me than usual, but every time I adjust to my left, I feel something watching me. Or think I feel something, at least, with my back turned to the room. I try, but I can't. I find this creeping fear turn into panic. I turn around to my right, and nothing, just like always. Oh, God. Why do I do these? But the reason I'm telling you, a completely random stranger, I just feel that you need the story, that you need to know about the left side. I really don't, though. We could just end it here. I'm just kidding. So here's my point. A couple nights ago, I tried to sleep on my left side. I hadn't got the creeping fear that normally comes with it for maybe 10, 15 minutes. I was exhausted by this point, and being on my left was just so comfortable. My past all-nighters were already slipping away. I mean, I was nearly asleep, really. It was 1 a.m., which is rather early for me. My TV was on softly, casting its warm glow as I had some long-ass playlist repeating itself on YouTube. The door was closed tightly. The windows locked and the curtains shut together. I felt as safe as I could possibly feel. Ugh. Then there it was, the fear brewing in my mind, the sinking of my neck hairs and the sudden quiet that pervaded the room, even if my TV was playing music. It was still too quiet. Everything just seemed to hush. I wanted to turn around, but I didn't. I felt that I needed to do this, sleep on my left side one night, then my irrational paranoia would disintegrate. Eventually, it got quieter, and my fear got the best of me. I flipped around to my right side, the relief and comfort of my left fading into the sounds of shifting blankets and an obscure song playing quietly. Nothing in my room or leering behind me. I fell asleep in maybe 20 minutes, and then it was over. Now, you might be asking why I don't just sleep on the other end of the bed, but I can't. I tried to sleep on the other end of the bed, and I cannot see the entire room. Even if the bed is pushed to the corner, it does not reach the other end of the room, leaving a small space at the foot of my bed. If I try to sleep with my back to that space, the panic comes just as if I were sleeping with my back to the room. So if you were trying to point out my stupidity, just don't. I have a reason why I don't change my position, okay? Anyway, the next couple of nights, I didn't even attempt to try to sleep and definitely didn't try to sleep on my left side. This is giving me the heebie-jeebies because I had a really bad experience when I was like 10. I was sleeping in a room and somebody pulled my feet in the middle of the night. And I woke up kicking and nobody was in the room and the door was locked and it was a whole thing. And it still scares me. So a lot of the time when I sleep in bed by myself. If I'm sleeping with someone else, I can sleep regular. But when I'm sleeping by myself, I sleep upside down. So my head is always where my feet are. And my feet are pressed up against the wall because it just makes me feel safer. So the fact that this is part of the story and the fact that he's like an insomniac is like really giving me kind of a little bit of the creepies, but I'm just getting whatever. I'll just keep going. The paranoia, you know, it gripped me. Like when you're a little kid and you think something's in the closet or under the bed. Or maybe when you get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom, but you're too scared to open the door. Or maybe even too scared to get out of bed. It was like that, a panic, a creeping, growing fear. It wasn't always like that. It was different sometimes. I wouldn't feel it at all, even if I was trying to sleep on my left side. And if I slept, then I would wake up in the next hour or so and the feeling would be there, as constant as my refusal to sleep most nights and my ever-growing paranoia. Oh, fuck. Okay. Last night, I tried it again, though. This time, I told myself, this time, I would do it. I would stay asleep, and when I woke up, I would be stronger. I would be alive and safe when I woke up. I would finally be able to sleep on my left side. As you can tell by my rather ruffled appearance, that didn't happen like I wanted it to. So I will tell you my last failed experimentation with sleeping on my left side. Last night, or this morning if you would rather, I tried to sleep around 1:30 a.m. No, maybe 2. Yes, 2 a.m. I couldn't go to sleep. My TV was still on that same damn playlist, restarting every 3 hours. I had nothing better to listen to, really, and the softly flowing music was enjoyable, if yet a bit unsettling at times. However, I still couldn't sleep. I told myself that maybe if I turned my light on, or if I turned onto my left side. When I did, I was greeted with the sudden comfort of switching to my left. The fear wasn't even there at first. It didn't creep. It didn't do what it had normally done. It didn't show itself in any way, shape, or form. It just let me fall asleep comfortable and warm. I didn't feel a strange breeze or hear my door bang open, and then suddenly I woke up like this. Scratches and bruises, and I'm pretty sure a rib or two is cracked. I can't go to the doctor, though, you see, that they lock me up for my insane imagination. They'd probably say that it was somehow self-inflicted, and that where some of the cuts are, I wonder if it is. I bet the bastard forced me to do it in my sleep, or at least forced me to make some of the injuries. It wouldn't be possible for most of the others, whatever that thing is though, or was. It did something to me, not just to my body, to my mind. I feel different off. My head is all woozy and I have the unfading need for sleep, but I can't sleep. I won't. I refuse to fall asleep. And now in the end, the left side is dangerous. You turn your back on something you feel is there and then you wake up like me. My fears are not conquered. I'm the only one that that's conquered. But now you're probably thinking I'm insane, and that's okay, I can deal with that. But don't say I didn't warn you about the left side, facing away from the thing that mauls you as you sleep. I don't know what it is, I don't even know what it looks like, but if you think that it's there, don't turn onto your left side. Okay. All right, so that's great. That's amazing. I like how I just like got done saying that I sleep a certain way in bed because that scares me. Like sleeping with my feet a certain direction scares me. So it's very much in the same vein as the story. It's very creepy. I don't know. This one was pretty mild. I thought it was good. I thought it was great, but it was a little bit mild compared to what I read usually, which I'm honestly happy about. I'm okay with that, but I really didn't need that story because I'm already very weird about how I sleep and when I sleep and stuff. And so this is probably just going to make me feel even weirder. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that. This is a short one. I know that I like was kind of MIA these last few days. I had like a bunch of family stuff going on and just needed to take a step back because I just didn't feel motivated to do work and I didn't want to just do mediocre stuff. And so, yeah, I apologize about that. But we should be back to normal within the next few, like the next week. And I appreciate you guys listening to this. Thank you for having my back and being here. And I love making content for you guys. And, but yeah, please don't hate me. I hope you guys like the audio I just posted. But yeah, anyway, I hope you guys have a good rest of your night. Really excited for next month because it's going to be spoopy. Spoopy month, October, let's go. And so hopefully I'm probably going to do like more, like maybe one creepypasta a week. I don't know. You guys let me know. Anyway, I hope you guys have a good one. Thanks for being here. And yeah, bye.